Ramble.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Come on and slam, and welcome to the Guilty Pleasures, the show that loves
Jesus
what it loves.
Christ.
Each week we talk about one of our favorite Guilty Pleasure movies or TV shows. Our fearless leader, Garrick, is off being a TV star this week.
We
tried to schedule. We couldn't make it work. But in a wonderful fill-in, we're joined by the great, the enigmatic, Amir Blumenfeld. You know him from Jake and Amir.
Yeah. HeadGum.
HeadGum.
Podcast king.
Wow, there you go. Great.
I almost called you a queen, but also that.
It's okay. I'm royalty, gender neutral.
Yeah. Amir, and welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you for having me.
I've watched you for a very long time. I found out my partner's like kind of borderline obsessed with you. You know, you have like when you're in a relationship, you're like, who's the one person like I'd allow you to fuck?
Oh.
Jared is you.
So he gets to sort of blow me without any repercussions.
Or, you know, we could figure out what the physicalities look like. You would want the blowjob?
Well, I was just thinking out loud because this is the first time hearing about this.
Yeah.
I've never been somebody's hall pass.
Yeah, you're the hall pass.
Yeah.
For sure. In our relationship.
It is
never obsessed with Jake and Amir.
I've never been. Oh, well, maybe I have, and I just have no idea about it.
If, just wondering how I would react, and I didn't have a good answer to it.
If you were the hall pass?
Yeah.
Or if you, oh, I see. Yeah.
You would clam up. Are
no,
you in a relationship?
Sure. I am.
Okay.
But it's funny to imagine like a girl coming up to me at a party. She's like, you know, me and my boyfriend have a hall pass and he has you. So if you want to fuck him. Oh.
I feel like Jared would submit and like do whatever you want. Because he's
also
just
Jared
a huge
is
fan.
A DJ. So it's possible that you know him and he's your hall pass.
Yeah, that's true too. I guess instead of like a sexual hall pass, what about like a friendship hall pass?
Oh, he would just,
I don't have any cool friends.
He would still probably come.
Oh, I see.
Being and friends
regardless,
with you.
If you're yeah. just hanging out and
someone's
bowling.
Coming. Yeah.
The no. prerequisites for all my friendships is that my friends spontaneously come whenever they see me.
Yeah.
It's sorry, like we must not be
that close. Combust without the bust part. Yeah.
And you're like perfect for this episode because of the basketball upset. Like, how do we describe your relationship to basketball?
Love basketball. Can't get enough.
Did I
know
say we're talking
much.
About Space Jam 2 today?
Oh, okay.
I probably should have said
too.
That.
You said it in the beginning. Come right. on and jam.
That's true. It was
if
inferred.
They didn't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Space Jam 2. What's the subtitle?
A New Legacy.
A New Legacy.
Oh, isn't it?
Yeah. Not only do I love basketball, I love LeBron James. So
oh.
it's a confluence of all my passions, which is basketball, LeBron, and I guess movies, but much yeah. less so than basketball and LeBron.
Wow.
So where
deal.
Is your love affair with Mr. LeBron James, who I assume is your hall pass?
Yes. Yeah. Actually, I've said to my girlfriend, like, if you ever, like, you know, got into a situation where you could sleep with a basketball player, like, I wouldn't be offended.
Any
like, it would
them.
Be an yes. honor for me to be, like, you know, with the same person
yes.
at some point with an NBA star.
Honestly, I have friends that are basketball side pieces. It is everything you think it is, and it's fucking amazing. And I
all
told
right, maybe
Jared,
I changed my mind because I didn't really know that it was everything.
No, it's
I
like,
thought they would be like sort of insecure
no,
and scared
like,
in the bedroom.
But new
now I'm
bags,
starting to feel bad.
Big dicks,
okay.
late night texts, free dinners.
I have to
dinners.
Call my girlfriend because I think she just matched with Kevin Durant on Raya, and I have to fucking
oh
put a kibosh on this.
Oh, this is great. No, you should let it happen. Just see where it goes. It would be great for her. It's like every girl's dream, sugar daddy with no whatever. Okay, so that's not why I'm attached to basketball, unfortunately.
Okay.
I have zero. In fact, I think there's probably clips of me on the internet shitting on basketball because oh. I do find it to be the most boring sport
oh, wow.
of all the sports.
Do you have a favorite sport?
Hockey.
Interesting.
Which is interesting because it's basketball upside down on ice.
Upside down?
Yeah, like it's your feetsies. It's your feetsies and your handsies instead of your handsies and your... You know what I fucking meant.
No, I don't.
I still don't know.
Okay, well, hockey
you know
is
how in
the
hockey,
best
how they're they,
upside down.
Unlocked 0G.
Yeah.
And they're
yeah.
just kind of skating upside down.
Okay, what's your fucking relationship with basketball, Zach?
Yeah, you talk a big game like
yeah.
hockey's not upside down NBA.
Yeah,
what's
thank you.
What's your perspective?
I mean, look,
things?
We grew up in the era of Michael Jordan dominance, and it was unavoidable when we were kids. Like, he was not just the greatest basketball player, he was the athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's one athlete growing up. But I grew up a New York Knicks fan, and so that means I grew up hating basketball.
Yeah.
I grew up with 20 plus years of basketball mediocrity, and it really scorned me. So I haven't followed the modern day NBA, and I know that LeBron is great, but I guess for those non-sporties listening
most
within our audience, talk to us about LeBron, and is he all that?
So he is all that, and what makes him extra special is that at age 16, Sports Illustrated basically put him on the cover of their magazine and said, you are the chosen one. You'll be the next
and
best
And he lived up to
player.
It and then some.
Yes. And
you're kidding.
Instead of caving to the pressure, he came into the NBA as an 18-year-old, which you can't even do anymore.
Oh.
Dominated so quickly, made it to the finals within like 3 or 4 years with a terrible team. Went to Miami.
A Cleveland team.
Yeah, Cleveland team. It had no business doing anything. He leaves Cleveland, goes to Miami. Cleveland starts to be terrible again. Miami wins 2 championships
with
him. Then he leaves Miami, goes back to Cleveland, and wins a title with Cleveland.
Wow.
With no help.
With very little help.
Isn't he in LA now?
Then he goes to my favorite basketball team. He does all that shit, is considered top 3 basketball player of all time, up to top 1, depending on your definition and your whatever perspective. And then he leaves Cleveland. He's like, I'm signing with the Lakers. This is 2 years ago. I grew up a huge Laker fan. I'm already a LeBron fan. I'm like, this is the best day of my life.
You're coming for this.
I'm celebrating like we won a championship. Yeah. And all we did was have LeBron agree to play with the Lakers. Lakers terrible for 7 years. LeBron's like, I don't care. I'll play with them anyway. And LeBron won a championship
The
Lakers last year.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Okay, the fact that you knew that much information about like basketball is pretty crazy. Like, why are you obsessed with basketball?
I grew up watching basketball and then... you know, played some in high school, but I wasn't very good.
Oh.
I wasn't like on the team. I like played with my friends.
Aw.
And then for whatever reason, the NBA became, you know, even more captivating and interesting as I grew older. You know, I'm like a math, fantasy, sport, nerdy guy. The Lakers were always very good. I grew up in LA, so that sort of captivated me. And then, yeah.
Now you have a podcast about basketball.
I'm still super, super into it. Yeah.
So Space Jam 2, obviously the follow-up 20 years later to Space Jam, a movie that we all grew up with. Michael Jordan goes into Toon World, has to play with the Looney Tunes to save them from an eternity of space slavery.
Yes.
What a fun family romp.
Are we allowed to say slavery?
Yeah, we're allowed to say slavery.
Are we?
We just can't do it.
Okay, I just felt like
we just don't enact it.
I felt like comparing toon slavery to like what it like. I don't know. Okay, just being cautious. I'm also microdosing for the first time ever today. I feel like I should say that out loud.
On what?
Like mushrooms?
Mushrooms. Yes.
No
Today's
kidding.
The first day ever.
I'm hearing a lot of people doing that, and I'm very curious.
I don't care at all about this podcast anymore.
Well, this movie was written by somebody who was probably macro.
Clearly, yeah.
Wow.
Just
well,
putting that out into the ether in case anything weird happens. But
well,
going back to,
we're gonna put a big old pin in that and return later.
Yep.
Space Jam 2 is about LeBron James, a bad dad. He was hurt by video games as a child, the thing that almost got in the way of him being great. All these years later, superstar LeBron James finds out that his son is a fucking nerd and is playing video games.
Disgusting.
And LeBron ain't having it.
No.
He goes to Warner Brothers, where their beautiful algorithm, played by Don Cheadle as Al G. Rhythm. Love that.
A little on the nose, but
that's
sure.
Okay.
Well,
that's okay.
It's, you know, it's a first draft and we're just going to roll with it.
Yep.
Has come up with an incredible plan to sell what is essentially HBO Max, Warner 3000.
Yes.
And the way to do it is to put LeBron James in every movie ever.
Mm.
LeBron says, that ain't cool. But Al G. Rhythm sucks him into the cyberspace and challenges him to a game of basketball.
Yeah.
Wow.
And says, if you can win, you leave. But if you lose, you're mine forever, bitch.
What does that even mean?
So LeBron teams up with none other than the Looney Tunes and... in a game of basketball watched by every Warner Brothers property ever.
I love the mask just chilling next to the Al G. Rhythm for the entire film.
It's insane. So much
You know that was
about
Jim Carrey, right?
Shut up.
Can you fucking imagine?
He plays a game of basketball and saves the day. This is Space Jam 2, A New Legacy. Guys, this movie fully broke my brain.
Yes.
Feel like it just put a wedge right in between my craniums and ripped it full open.
Yeah.
I don't know where to begin. Mm. I loved it. I hated it. Mm. I was engrossed. I was supremely bored. It was every feeling I could feel. Mm-hmm. And I'm changed forever because of it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, the that Bo Burnham song, Welcome to the Internet?
Yes.
A little bit of everything all of the time. Yes. That's what it was. It was like, whoa, Casablanca and also The Mask, but also Bugs Bunny and also LeBron. Dude. And also Don Cheadle.
What?
A lot of action. Very ADHD.
Yes.
Made for like kids nowadays.
Today. Okay.
Everything.
But like, I want to back up. What?
Yeah, I don't know where to begin.
No, I want to start with the original, right?
Okay,
like,
great.
How do you feel about the original? I myself, fucking obsessed with Tweety Bird.
Oh,
grew
my God,
up
same.
With every
Justice Tweety. For Tweety.
Tweety Bird long shirt. Like, you know those ones that have the Tweety graphic Bird. And spray paint on it? Like, my mom would take me down to like the mall to go buy those long shirts that would like go down to my ankles of Tweety Bird with like graffiti writing on it. I was obsessed. Loved the original. Thought it was fantastic. Was really excited for this one to come out. I'll just say that.
I think part of getting older is slowly discovering that Space Jam is probably not as good as we remember.
Yeah.
But I have so much nostalgia for it. So much love. I mean, young Michael playing basketball while R. Kelly's I Believe I Can Fly plays.
No, I forgot
that
about
is
that.
The 90s in a nutshell.
Wait, can we say R. Kelly?
No.
Can we say
no,
R. Kelly?
You can't. Bleep that out. Bleep it out, guys. Save your career.
But I mean, I have such exclusively fond memories
yes.
of that movie.
Okay, I mean.
Yeah, movie came out in 1996.
Wow, here we go.
The heyday of being a young man. My bar mitzvah was basically watching Space Jam, I think by myself in theaters.
Oh,
while my mom either dropped me off or watched something else.
Oh, all right.
Haven't seen it since.
Oh, you have? Okay, so all of us haven't watched it in a while, but like in our hearts, in our bones,
it's
we feel
movie.
Like it was a perfect movie. So coming to this, hearing that it was being redone, I was worried.
Sure.
But I also heard that LeBron was explicitly stating that he didn't want this to be able to be compared to the original. He wanted it to be a new legacy.
Yeah.
Well, and I remember when the trailers came out, there was a lot of shock, from myself included, of the aesthetics, specifically the video game aesthetics of the movie. And then I took a step back and I'm like, you know what? You're trying to, look, kids today are different
Elevate.
Than kids in the 90s. And this is what they grow up with, so fuck me.
Yeah.
This ain't for me.
Yeah.
That said, it is a visual onslaught. Mm. Again, I don't know where to start. Amir, what did you like about the movie?
What I liked about the movie was LeBron. I thought it was cool to see him act, or
you
at
did?
Least try to act.
Yeah.
It's cool to watch him play basketball. It's cool to see him, you know, yell at teammates again, chest bump with fucking Yosemite Sam or whoever the hell it was. Cool to see them make some basketball jokes about how anybody could have kidnapped LeBron, even the Knicks. Ha ha,
there,
very
there were a
funny.
Lot of basketball
I
jokes
didn't get
and a lot
of
references
them.
To his career. A lot of digs at his career that
yeah.
I kind of loved.
And also, one of my other favorite players, Anthony Davis, is in the movie as well, playing this bird with a unibrow.
Right. There were a few WNBA and NBA players that
which get I thought was cool.
sucked in, which, but like, are they okay with this being portrayed as their image? Like,
I think so, because they all signed on to do the movie, did the voices, got paid for it, went to the premiere,
and
are endorsing the film. So yeah, I think they are okay.
Okay, so that was a pro for you.
Yeah, basketball pro.
Yes.
The movie stuff, I didn't necessarily care for. I'm not like a, I don't know like superhero stuff. So like, I don't know what's Marvel, what's DC, what's Warner Brothers. So it's just
a guy
like,
after my own heart. Neither just, fucking do I.
Right. So it's just like LeBron is Batman. It's like, okay, huh.
I don't know.
But a direct reference to his career when he was in Miami with Dwayne Wade, there were all of these talks about, is he the Batman or is he the Robin?
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
There were a lot of LeBron career references.
Yeah.
More about basketball than
good call, good call.
Yeah, maybe you do.
How about that?
But then they started like throwing like Casablanca into the mix. I'm like,
weird.
This is just, this, let's peel it back a little bit.
Yeah.
It should still be animated. Why is LeBron in, I don't know, what was like another real movie that he was in?
Harry Potter?
We'll do that, a whole sequence on this.
I did put down one of my pleasures was imagining LeBron by himself every single day coming to work by himself with like a crew of 100 people to just act alone for like 12 days straight.
Green screen acting is the hardest thing in the world.
I
and
bet.
I've seen a photo from behind the scenes They didn't even have little sock puppets for him to react to.
What?
He's on a stage by himself.
That makes me giggle so fucking hard. Like, how intimidating.
But then it just shows you that I thought he did this best acting during the basketball game. So, like, he was best at yelling at cartoons more than, like, talking to his son on the court.
Right. And that was a pleasure for me. I kind of enjoyed the father-son dynamic of the entire story.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people were, like, crying during that part. Like, I hated the movie, but, like, that part made me cry.
Right. Because it taps into, like, the idea that his son wants to be at a video game camp. LeBron wants him to play basketball, go to basketball camp. And that's, like, the tear, wet, back and forth relationship the entire movie. At the end, of course, they come back together. LeBron realizes my son is different than me. I don't need to force him into that. I thought that was a sweet message because this, listen, it is a movie made for fucking children,
sure,
right?
That,
and it's supposed to be a little bit enjoyable for adults to take their kids to see it or at least watch. And I thought that was a sweet message. With that pleasure comes my guilt that they didn't use his real fucking kids.
They didn't use his whole real family. Nobody around him, his agent, his wife, his kids.
Nobody.
They were all like represented on screen by actors.
I didn't like that.
I mean, his kids are not actors and they're not even basketball players. And
man,
so
I thought there's, it would
there's
cuter.
No need to.
Double disappointment.
Yeah. You don't need a real 5-year-old girl.
I hear you. I just thought it would have been better.
Set replacement.
Yeah, that's probably also really expensive to get the whole family.
Even Al G. Rhythm is not actually Don Cheadle.
Yeah, isn't that weird? They got a different person.
An animated.
Okay, well, while we're talking about acting and Sir Al G. Rhythm, Don Cheadle is acting way too hard for this movie.
It's a kid's film. You gotta be over the top.
His performance is stunning.
He
is going fucking ham.
Chewing
up the scenery.
Yeah.
He wants to show LeBron that he's good. And I think he pulls it off. And I think now he's going to be friends with LeBron forever, which is really the goal of the movie.
What do you feel like that relationship was like on set? Because Don Cheadle is like an incredibly amazing, award-winning actor, and LeBron is who he is. And like, I was just wondering if John Cheadle was like cool on set, or was he like, oh shit?
Don Cheadle's the coolest of cool.
Yeah, so he was cool, right?
Yeah, he was.
Ocean's 11.
Everyone there. I mean, we had Sarah Silverman making a cameo, Steve Yeun making a cameo.
Steve Yeun had one line.
Yeah. Michael B. Jordan.
No. You cannot go past that.
Okay.
Steven Yeun.
Back up. Rewind.
Steven Yeun, Oscar nominee, has one line in the movie
as
a Warner Brothers executive. What the fuck was he doing there?
Do you know Steve Yeun comes from an improv background? Like, he's a comedian at heart.
Really?
He's very funny. He was in my web series in 2010.
No.
Yeah.
You're friends with Steven Yeun?
I'm not friends
with
him.
Get him on the show.
No,
Call him up.
FaceTime him.
He's busy. I don't know.
Does he follow you on TikTok?
Send him a photo of me.
Is he on TikTok?
Saying hi.
Probably.
Stop! I'm on mushrooms. Oh my God. I want you to fuck out. Is everyone's heart beating really fast? I'm fine. Mushrooms should be legalized.
We do get a cameo from Michael B. Jordan, or as we like to refer to him, Michael Basketball Jordan.
That's right. A little throwback. Very nice.
Well, okay.
I did like that you couldn't get Michael A. Jordan, so you got Michael B. Jordan.
But like, that's a guilt of mine, was like, we did not get a single Michael Jordan cameo in this.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan certainly said no.
Yeah.
What?
He's not gonna play second fiddle cameo LeBron's movie. I wonder if he even liked the fact that they were redoing this movie.
Oh, he's pissed.
Yeah.
That's when it became personal for him.
Why not show up as like some sort of hero figure, like when it was halftime and they needed that speech to like rile them up? That would have been the perfect opportunity. And then they made it a joke by bringing in Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah. I think you underestimate egos.
Oh,
yeah.
You really think?
Maybe LeBron didn't want Michael Jordan like coming in and saving his movie.
Yeah, because he...
And Michael Jordan's like, I'm not going to star in this guy's
movie. Since LeBron was 16 years old, there have been stories of, is he better than Michael Jordan?
That has
been a narrative for...
Okay,
our
cut the basketball out of it. Be fucking a normal human who's not obsessed with basketball. That would have been nice.
It would have been nice.
But yeah, again, these are like literally everybody has Jordan 1, LeBron 2, or the other way around.
What do you have?
Ooh. Depends on the day you ask me. Right now, I think LeBron is a better basketball player than
Jordan. Wow. You heard it here first, y'all.
Yeah. But I think the majority of people have Jordan first.
Okay.
There were some genuinely funny moments. When they get into the world, they remark, the computer is black. And that made me laugh. They were excited about that.
Oh, yeah.
There's some good cartoon hijinks.
Yeah.
A lot of hijinks.
Lots of animation, like classic nostalgia of Coyote Wiley. What's his name?
Wiley Coyote. Thank you. Jokes. I said it backwards. Tweety Bird flying around his head.
Yes. And I also thought a lot of the comedy surprisingly came, well, not surprisingly, I guess, but for the movie, came from Lil Rel Howard was probably one of my favorite moments. He brought a lot of jokes, laugh breaks for me.
Yeah.
We've been tiptoeing around it, but I think it's time to dive full in to what many people have referred to as Ready Player Basketball. This movie, the biggest capitalist grab bag of just IP orgy you will ever see.
I see.
In going into cyberspace, they pass through the entire Warner Brothers library.
Universe.
And it's something that we've seen a couple times. Like, we saw it in Ready Player One. We saw it a little bit in like the Lego movies. But this time, it feels...
It's half the movie.
Different.
It's a commercial, basically, for Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
And they get to showcase all their properties. Yes. They are Algae Rhythm, and then LeBron got to be in every movie. So it's kind of this meta statement on capitalism, I guess, because it's like, let's put LeBron in everything. And they're like, no, it's not worth it. And then in this movie, they put LeBron in everything.
And it's supposed to be like, oh, wow, I recognize that. Like, oh my gosh. But all I kept thinking was like, why is Warner Brothers doing this? Are they okay? Like, they don't need the promo and marketing for like their biggest fucking hits. Why did they do that?
I think because everyone has been dunking on HBO Max and they're like, guys, we are the best streaming service. I promise you. Our library is really, really good. Just trust me.
And then it goes all the way back.
Everyone's like,
time.
Okay. But when Stranger Things coming back, and they're like, no, you guys, we have Friends. We have Game of Thrones.
Oh yeah, that was part of it.
We have Studio Ghibli. Okay. There's one sequence in particular that both titillated and haunted me.
I love that word.
It is about 35 minutes into the movie. So, okay. So LeBron gets to Toon World, but all the Toons are gone. Only Bugs Bunny remains. He misses his family. And everyone else had gotten talked into going to other properties just because. It's not really explained. But so you have this montage where they have to get the team together. And, you know, I love a good getting the team together
montage.
Get the
gang back together montage.
But this is what broke me.
Yes.
the first shot, it cuts to Mad Max Fury Road.
Live action.
Live action.
That.
And I'm not saying like, oh, a recreation. It cuts to the actual footage of Mad Max Fury Road. Roadrunner. Yep. Is running through Mad Max.
Hysterical.
Wile E. Coyote.
Perfect placement.
Is on top of one of the trucks and oh, what a lovely days himself.
Yep. Yeah.
He spray paints his mouth like fucking Nicholas Hoult.
Ooh,
and then jumps onto a car with a fork and knife. It explodes. Mm-hmm.
LeBron is in one of these trucks.
LeBron is dressed up as one of the fucking Mad Max people.
LeBron is in full Mad Max attire with a mohawk.
Loved it.
It is out of fucking control. Loved and then you're like, it. Your heart, you're screaming. You're like, oh, it can't get any fucking crazier than
yes,
that.
It
does. Next, what's the next one right after that?
Oh, I can't remember.
This
so
is
many.
Algae Rhythm's
was it
wet
Matrix?
Dream. Just having LeBron in Mad Max.
Matrix was
it
a big
builds
moment?
Up to
yeah, Matrix.
Matrix
was one.
Sorry. Next, it's a clip from Kit. Now, kids these days love this. Austin Powers.
Oh, yep. Yeah, that was weird.
Elmer Fudd plays Mini-Me.
That was very
Then you have, in what is genuinely the biggest laugh of the movie, Foghorn Leghorn as Khaleesi saying, I say, winner is coming.
Why?
Then you have Rick and fucking Morty in a kids movie.
Yep. That broke me.
Dropping off Tasmanian Devil.
Right.
Saying, of course.
Your problem now, dum-dums, riding away.
Yeah.
I loved that.
You have Granny and Speedy. I'm sorry, guys, that I'm just monologuing here.
No, it's true. I don't remember all this stuff.
Yeah,
I will never forget it. I'm haunted by it. You have Granny and Speedy Gonzalez. Can we say Speedy Gonzalez?
I don't know.
Nice.
cosplaying The Matrix again.
That was insane.
A very fresh reference that the kiddos love.
LeBron is Morpheus?
Yes. He's the star of every show.
Potentially, he coughs in with a long black leather jacket. Also, like the Mr. Anderson guys are at the game watching next to the mask.
It was too much.
But you have Speedy Gonzalez, bullet speed, dodging bullets. His sombrero gets a bullet ripped through it.
Yeah.
Wow. It's iconic.
Intense.
Yeah.
Guys. That sequence just fully ripped a hole of Psychosis.
Did it not also feel like it was like 45 minutes of like getting the gang back together.
Yeah.
And then the game was like another, well, this movie was long, right?
Yeah, it was too long. It was 2 hours long. It
the
should have been an hour and a half.
Felt extremely long. But I feel like the original.
Are you guys not as moved by that sequence as I was? Because yeah. I was fully rocked.
It was absolutely batshit. And it I feel was like weird. The original felt like there it was about the game. This felt like it was not, it was about so many other things. That's you watching it.
A selfie that I took, Miles, if you can make this full screen. This is a photo that I took of myself during that moment. Full mouth agape, eyes wide, horror, shock, awe.
But like, again, why?
For money.
Next
they got
question.
Cash for that. 100%, a lot of cash, money flowing in.
Royalties were paid out to those movies?
No, it's not. It's they're paying each other. It's
right. Warner Brothers.
It's a circle jerk. It's like, look at all this shit we have. Let's fucking show it for 10 minutes during Space Jam. People paid us to watch this shit.
They also go through Casablanca where she says, play it again, Sam. And it's Yosemite Sam. Also, a great joke. But like, I think the part that also drove me the craziest of that was seeing LeBron dressed up as a different character.
I loved it.
It was fun.
It was cute.
It was Halloween for LeBron that
week.
We
love to see a guy like that vulnerable and silly because like you only ever see him in like dominant, like where he's comfortable, right? But to see him playing around and like he has young kids and I was like, you know what? At the end of the day, I saw a tweet that was like, everyone dunking on, no pun intended, everyone dunking on Space Jam 2, fuck you. It wasn't made for your 30-year-old self. Like this was made for children.
It was.
And I love that he took a chance and made something that like his kids can go see or get bullied for. I don't know what we're going to
Well, it paid off. It did really well. And
did it?
Yeah.
It did?
It did.
Well, they also, we didn't say this, it's released on HBO Max, the app.
Yeah.
And in theaters.
That's right. And it still did well.
But how are they making money off of the HBO Max streaming of it?
Subscriptions, baby.
But like, so everyone has a subscription.
Not everyone. I mean, it's
you can check to
wars.
See how many more people. I recently heard on another podcast that like box office no longer matters. All that matters is that people sign up for the subscription service and that the stock price goes up. So if you get a million people to give you $5 every month for a year, that's worth like several hundred million dollars in the box
so
office.
So literally this was like a ploy to put LeBron on HBO Max for people to sign up for HBO Max. They that's didn't right. actually give a fuck about people seeing the movie. The same way Lin-Manuel
Well, they care Miranda. About people signing up for HBO Max to see the movie.
Yeah, and I think Warner Brothers' strategy changed. They very early in the pandemic announced that their entire slate was going to be going to HBO Max same day. And I think it's because they know that they're trying to get a foothold in the streaming wars.
I'm not going to lie. When I open up my TV now, I go straight to HBO Max.
Oh, there you go.
Look, I think it's the most overlooked streaming service. Okay. They're not paying me to say this yet.
You but
guys
you should.
Should pay me.
This was
I would love to
do
an HBO Max month on this show. Yeah. I'd be thrilled because they got a fucking deep library.
I mean, movie theaters are going to be dead soon, but you know what? HBO Max is kicking ass.
And we watch them. Can I give another positive about LeBron?
Please.
We were talking about him being like vulnerable. My two favorite moments of him being absolutely silly was one when he gets dunked on in the face.
Yep.
About
by Al G. Rhythm.
1,000 times when it's like, I think it was one of the WNBA players that did that.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that he was willing to look bad as a basketball player.
Yep.
And then maybe my favorite part of the entire movie is when Tasmanian Devil like needs to go score a point and he gets the ball taken away from him. And LeBron looks at him and goes, Taz. Taz takes that as like a language and signal to go fucking crazy. And I was just like, how did they get LeBron to? That blew my mind that he was willing to be so fucking silly.
Especially because, again, he is one of, if not the best basketball player ever.
According to you.
We're not talking about like the 11th best player right now trying to do it. And by the way, I don't think any other top 20 NBA player today could do what he just did. So he's not only better than them, but he's also like Kawhi Leonard is not going to be in this movie at all. The other guys are like not going to be able to star in this film and do all the silly stuff.
You were talking about the game.
Yes.
And I mean, Walt, just
to
continue the IP orgy that is this movie.
The rules of the game were very hard to follow.
Yes.
It seems like the ref could cheat for any team. So it's like, I don't understand how someone's winning this game. But there's literally
as a basketball
no rules.
Fan, how did you enjoy the game?
Yeah. So it's like a team's up by 1,000. It's like, okay. Yeah. So I guess the Tasmanian Devil can also spin 1,000 points in 2 seconds too.
Yeah.
So like anything can happen.
They were jumping on video games.
Yeah, you don't know the rules at all.
Yeah, nothing made sense.
I also, what was it called? The son's name? Something ball.
Yeah, slam ball or dom ball?
Dom ball.
Dom ball.
I'm going to go ahead and say this on the record. Dom ball sucks.
Yeah. And so, I mean, that's sort of my problem with superhero movies as well. It's just like, he has the world's biggest laser. Oh my God. But then we used the biggest shield and it exploded the laser.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. He has a triple laser. Oh my God. He can stop time. Or it's, I'm watching this stuff. I'm like, you're just fucking making up different weapons and shields.
I don't think there is at all one single normal basketball scored basket. Correct?
Right. So that translated to the basketball game where it's like, we're down 1,000. It's like, all right. Well, aren't one of those shots worth like a million points? Like what?
Because
it's one of those fake video games where it's like, all right, you're up 30 to 60, but this next one's worth 10,000. So it's like, why did we play for an hour then if the last one is worth that much?
This kid in your neighborhood that like is making up a game and he's like, you can't do that because, and you're like, why? And he's like, because I made it up. And you're like, fuck you, kid.
And it's like, if Algorithm is that fucking all powerful, then why does he even play this game at all? It seems like he can keep everyone in this world forever anyway. Also, he's so all powerful he can move the basket. There's no way he's losing this game. He could do whatever the fuck he wants.
That's just how good LeBron is.
But that's correct. That's how good LeBron is. Yes, and I understand. I'm going to put that aside for the sake of the movie. It was funny to me to see, again, the mask standing behind Algorithm, this fucking background actor that was just like,
I wrote
like,
some of them.
He's like in a green face paint, blurry the whole time.
So
like,
when the game starts, I wish they had him say that. But they have this stampede of characters run to watch the game.
Yeah. And it's anybody that didn't make it into the game is now watching.
And it's kind of a terrifying sequence. You have like the Flintstones over a cliff.
Yeah,
the
Iron
Gremlins
Giant
are there.
Yeah, Gremlins.
Oh, King Kong. The cameo of the old Goon Squad?
We have to talk about that in one second.
I thought that was so cute.
Listen to this. Watching the game, you have Pennywise, the flying monkeys from Wizard of Oz.
My nightmare.
Danny DeVito's The Penguin.
Absolutely not.
Agent Smith's, plural.
Yep.
All villains.
The Ice King. Oh, and all those, by the way, are contained in one single shot.
Yeah.
That is one frame of the movie has all of these villains.
Anybody else is just like, let's get them all in right now.
Yep.
We have the Ice King from Game of Thrones, the Mask, as you said, the Droogs from A Clockwork Orange.
Oh my God.
They are a gang of criminal rapists.
Oh, great.
In this Space Ghost, King Kong. I mean,
it's everything.
Such a crazy onslaught.
I love how Miles just marked down when Zach said rapist. You were like,
Can I say that, by the way?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
And the fucking Goon Squad cartoons from 1996.
I didn't even recognize. At this point, it was just all too much.
It was a blur.
So here's what's weird to me on that. And this is like, okay, I hate to break apart the logic of this movie that does not want to be broken apart. But this movie takes place within the Warner Brothers universe, a universe in which the original Space Jam exists. Mm-hmm. And then this movie contains characters from the original Space Jam.
And they reference the old game.
And they reference it in like very coyly. They're like, basketball game, where have I ever heard that before?
That sounds familiar.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
So like they do that.
Just do that voice for the rest of the
podcast. Don't mind if I do.
Okay, I've changed my mind.
But like if that movie exists within the logic of this movie, then Algorithm knows how that movie ended and knows that this is a very bad plan.
But maybe he didn't exist. He doesn't have the backup data.
He knows the whole library.
Maybe he doesn't have the hard drives from 1996. I don't know.
It is pretty crazy that the supervillain was an algorithm. Like, there's no way any kids understand what that is. Like,
he's new technology. So it makes sense that, like, he doesn't understand the old ways of the old.
Right.
You're trying too hard to justify this.
His hubris sort of. He's like,
that's a big
those Michael Jordan won, but I can beat LeBron because I have all this shit.
I'd be into that.
I can literally cheat if necessary. But unless LeBron is dunking at the last second, then I cannot stop that. I can stop everything in this world, but not a LeBron slam.
Were you a little sad that he didn't do the Michael Jordan, like his arm stretch it? That's such an iconic shot.
Yeah. He did do like the long.
The super bounce.
Yeah. Can we talk about something controversial that Twitter is on and popping about with this?
There's a couple. Yeah, go ahead.
The Lola Bunny matter.
Thank you.
Who's going to, where are we going? Who's starting?
Well, let's just say the obvious. Lola Bunny,
was
the original.
A slut in the original.
No, don't
she
you?
She was a little.
Can we say that?
Nasty. I can. She was a little nasty hoe.
She was hot
little
when we were kids.
Because
she was like Bugs had a full on hard on for her in that original movie. His entire plot was just he was drooling over Lola and
sexualized
as a child. Yeah, I thought Lola was cute.
She was a hottie.
They
up there with Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah,
they totally. It was weird for 1996 to be doing that and not realizing it as a kid.
Yeah.
It's one of those subconscious things where now it's like women who play basketball can only be fucking slurs or whatever. But this year they fully dressed her and that was supposed to be the big thing. And that like she's
people
also
were
the best
pissed
one
that
on
she
team.
Wasn't hotter because she's not as busty in this movie. It was a very
busty.
Weird.
Oh my God, I forgot Bowie was right here. She scared the shit out of me. There's a
you
dog.
You said busty in front of him.
Bowie, I'm so sorry. No, I that was an absolutely bizarre thing for people to get upset over.
Be surprised what people could be pissed about.
We're all from the internet. I don't think any of us are surprised to know what people get pissed over.
I thought her character was fine in this one. I thought she was kind of forgettable.
Man.
She didn't get to do that much. There are more interesting depictions of Lola in the Toonverse.
I like that
you mean
she
the
was
serververse?
Strong.
Serververse.
She was like the strong female lead. She knew all the basketball things and she was like the straight guy. Like, all right.
You know, that actually brings up something that I was let down with overall with this movie is that there was so much attention to just broad IP in general that I feel like I didn't get enough time to hang out with the Looney Tunes. And when we did get Looney Tunes, they were very funny. There are a lot of gags in this movie that really worked for me. Like there's when Bugs is first chasing around LeBron, there's this freeze frame and like it points to, I forget what the text was, but like genuine laugh out loud moments because of the cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like the movie didn't trust that we care about the Looney Tunes anymore.
What happened to them? The Looney Tunes where they got turned into furries? Like they went from cartoon form?
Everyone became a 3D version of themselves.
Why?
So LeBron became real because it's like the new modern video game. So LeBron becomes real then and they all become 3D. Whoa. But still
I thought it was
animated.
Cool.
Did it not? It gave me a like visceral like gag response.
Oh, I don't know. They're going to make all merch now with all the new versions
of
them. Oh,
don't be
no?
so cynical. This isn't just about money.
Apparently. I'm
By the way,
you
should get a
now.
Toon Squad jersey for your
I
next episode.
I am wearing Jared's. I was like, do I have anything basketball related? And this was the only thing in the house. It's a jersey with bananas on it. Because if anyone knows Capslap's shtick of banana creeping, I don't want to talk about it.
I will say, you know, with all of the characters that were in the background, there was no part of the game where I was looking where the movie wanted me to look.
Yeah,
too much to look at.
Yeah.
Purely, it's a movie experience where I was just watching the background and I kind of loved feasting on that. But at the end of the game, they're down by a little bit. I think they're tied.
They come back. It's 1 point.
One point. They need 1 point to win the game.
That's right.
And they find out because early in the game, LeBron glitches the game by doing his signature move, which
is classic. Inside out, through the legs, step back.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, sure.
Is
that a very basic move?
It's a fairly normal move.
Like we could do it.
We could not do it.
Okay,
but
my knees are.
You
not
see it
that
in
good.
The NBA a lot.
Okay, is LeBron known for that?
No.
What is LeBron known for?
Being huge.
Okay.
Being the biggest man
Got
that's
it.
Ever lived.
Got
just
it.
Being okay. a physical specimen of perfection. But what they say is that whoever does this is going to glitch the game, and that's how they're going to beat the bad guys from cheating. But if you glitch the game, then you're going to die.
You get deleted.
Deleted.
They don't say die. That's too scary for
well,
kids.
Yeah, that's right. You can't kill Bugs. You can only delete him. What's that mean, Mommy? Don't worry.
Don't worry about
Let's
it.
Let's get fucking Pinkberry.
But this movie ends with Bugs Bunny sacrificing himself and by all measures, dying.
Yep.
Okay.
We get to watch Bugs Bunny die.
Sacrifice
he
himself.
He fades to white at a certain point. You're like, whoa, is he gone forever?
Is heaven real?
It's correct. And then, of course, in the, you know, the bumper of the movie, Bugs Bunny somehow is in the real world with LeBron James.
What?
Yeah, so- deleted just means he gets transcended to normal reality LeBron.
Which
I'm
infers that cyberspace is real life and our life is the afterlife.
I'm on mushrooms. Stop. Stop it. I'm gonna have a panic attack. No, I like the... Okay, full discrepancy. I missed the last 5 minutes.
Oh.
So I didn't see the bumper.
So you didn't
I don't
get
know
to
what
see
happens.
Bugs Bunny die?
No, I saw him being like in Lola's arms where they were like, oh my God.
And then why did you decide I'm done right now? An hour and 51 minutes into an hour and 56 minute movie.
Listen, I have
enough is
ADHD.
Enough.
I have shit to do.
I've gotten this far, but not one step further.
Pause the film.
I've done enough.
I'm done.
I've done enough. I have ADHD, and I think I remembered I needed to spray paint a key rack I was making. And so I left.
That second.
Did it capture my attention enough to beat a DIY project? Listen.
I'll say there's 5 minutes left of this movie.
So what happens?
Nothing.
They go back to real life. The relationship
LeBron
is fixed.
Drops his son off, not at basketball camp, but at video game camp.
Okay.
The kid has a basketball and LeBron's like, hey, give me the ball. And the kid goes, you know what, Dad? I think I'll keep it.
Why?
Oh, he's still down to play basketball a little bit. That's nice. Who shows up right after that? Bugs.
Where?
At the fucking camp.
Doing what? Why is he at video game camp?
Because he wanted to chill out with LeBron. He's like, you know what? Maybe I can hang out with you guys because I'm here for the next foreseeable future.
Why is he there?
Because he got deleted, aka moved into the real world.
So we all got deleted from the game and brought back to real world, essentially?
Or just Bugs, and then he invites the rest of the Looney Tunes. Smash cut to credits. It's LeBron's life, but Looney Tunes are there. LeBron at the pool. Foghorn Leghorn there. LeBron winning a championship. Oh, look, it's Yosemite Sam also in the huddle.
Oh, so is it an analogy that like they're with us always, like God?
Yes, sure.
Looney
they walk
Tunes?
Among us.
Yeah, if you just believe it, Santa Claus, you can see
Bugs
it.
Bugs is dead, but he's always in your heart.
Yeah.
No, I think it's meant to be taken very literally, and it's the logic crumbles under even the broadest of inspections.
Okay, but
don't
why,
think too hard.
Okay.
But we love
You're
that.
Right.
It's I
gotta
mean,
stop.
Imagining LeBron's life with the Looney Tunes forever after, big fan.
And then it sets up a sequel.
Oh, yeah.
How?
Well, I mean, just the fact that the Looney Tunes are now with us, it's called A New Legacy. What happens in 5, 6, 12, 10 years?
Well,
LeBron
is,
you know.
That's skipping around was a lot. Yeah, 5, 6, well, 12, 10?
Depends on how busy LeBron is winning more championships or not.
Do you think there's going to be another one?
Depends on how well this one did. But if it did well, a good movie has never not had a sequel because it's just a button that says make more money. And usually people
Amir,
are let's
you're
do
like,
it.
Ugh, you're hurting my feelings about Hollywood today.
name a movie that hasn't had a sequel.
Yeah.
It sucks.
I'm ruining your opinion about Hollywood. You're so like.
This is the first time
yes,
I've seen
exactly.
Behind the curtain.
Until
no.
Moonlight 2 comes out, that first one is
trash.
Garbage.
I didn't realize it was a business until right this
right
second.
This very second. I'm still hung up on like, why did they want to delete the most iconic character? Was it just to set up the sequel?
They didn't want to delete
them. They didn't. Bugs sacrificed himself because he's a leader, and that's what leaders do, Kelsey.
Bugs, no.
I don't know. I'm
it was very
selfish.
Emotional.
I wouldn't know.
Well, so we've talked all this time and barely, frankly, talked about the supporting cast of the Looney Tunes. And they're very funny. They're real stars. You get to see him shine. I talked about Foghorn Leghorn. I think he is laugh out loud hilarious in every moment he's on screen.
Tweety Bird's great. Does all the things Tweety Bird's supposed to do. Comes around LeBron's head when he gets dizzy and is like, we got to stop meeting this way. Dunks.
I'm waiting to see if anyone's going to mention it, and I'm shocked.
Granny? The notorious P.I.G.
Granny's
rap.
Excellent.
The P.I.G. rap.
Yes. Porky Pig, a.k.a. the notorious P.I.G., in a absolute showstopper, has a rap battle during a basketball game.
Literally a movie stopper.
A movie stopper.
Yeah, my girlfriend's like, did they set this up? I'm like, I don't know how we got here. I look down for 30 seconds, I look up, and now it's a rap battle.
When I tell you I hit the 15-second rewind 3 times because I thought I missed something that propelled us into it, you miss it. It is just that Algae Rhythm accidentally says a sentence that rhymes.
And so let's start rap battling.
And I will say, as someone with a former speech impediment from childhood, I loved the representation of overcoming your impediment to
very emotional for
to,
you.
Yes, I was wondering where they were going with this. I'm glad they did it.
Miles, roll that clip.
Oh God.
It's a rap battle against no one. Set to
Beats plug right there. Just the beats.
A Ja Rule song playing in the background.
Fire! Let's go!
explored the internet since 1935. Getting respect.
1935?
Guys, me alone in my living room, screaming in vain. No one there to save me.
The outfit. Look at LeBron. Look at LeBron. He said smoke.
So why do you think they did this?
Wasn't there?
I can't answer any question.
We should have a they had the entire movie done, and they're like, we need like a 1 minute clip of like something happening. Let's just wedge in the fact that Porky Pig does a rap battle at some point, so that we can give Yahoo News an exclusive 1 million view fucking trailer moment, I guess.
Okay, I do like LeBron dancing in the background. I wrote that down as a pleasure.
Look, it's really like. It's a brainstorm session. They go like, okay, we could have like maybe Porky Pig rap. Oh, that's funny. They just threw up a bunch of note cards, put them together, movie.
Yeah. It's sometimes a set piece that doesn't advance or reference the plot whatsoever. No. This could have happened at any point in the movie because it's never brought up again and it doesn't affect anything and it happens and then it just comes back to where we were.
When will you ever see Daffy Duck with a hood on? You won't ever.
That's
you don't
true.
Get to.
I remember when they came out of the halftime and they're like, let's be silly. And then the crowd is like laughing at the Looney Tunes. Like, whoa, the Looney Tunes are having like a silly attitude right now.
Yeah.
And like LeBron's family, which might be trapped there in all eternity, is just like, oh, this is fucking
these
funny
kids,
now.
These
what
cartoons.
Did they do? What? Why were they like, what did they do?
What
like,
do you
I don't
think?
Understand why they were happy or silly or like, what a weird plot point that
it's
was.
Because that's their origins. That's who they truly are.
But they
are.
Hadn't done anything yet. They just emerged from the locker room and everyone just smiles like they knew something.
Oh,
was
there
good.
They are.
Yes,
they're
exactly.
Supposed to
it
be
was an oh, there they
fun.
Are.
Like they're trying to pretend to be this like basketball team, but at the end of the day, they're silly cartoons and they came out as their authentic selves. I got it. I'm in touch with it. I'm part
of
nature.
How did they become authentic as they just
I think
the locker room?
You're not getting it.
Yeah.
I see.
I feel like you're thinking
no
too hard, as you would say.
So people just knew that they were going to be themselves soon. And so it's like, this is fun. They're going to be themselves.
Stop
I think.
Trying to be all gamey and glitchy and techy. Just be your silly cartoony selves. Be who you are. And that's why people love
I mean, LeBron
you.
Does say that explicitly at some point. He starts yelling, be yourself to like somebody on the bench.
I mean, that's a strong subconscious message for children to hear from their hero.
Not even subconscious. He was literally yelling, be yourself.
Quite fair.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give it up. So in the original movie, the way that Michael gives the halftime pep talk rally is he tricks them into drinking basically performance enhancing water.
Secret
juice. Yeah. And he tricks them into thinking that they're great. In this one, LeBron says, you know what? We've been taking basketball too seriously, which is what he does with his kids. Let's have fun. Let's remember that basketball is a game. Mm-hmm. Let's be ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, it's basically completing his plot with his son.
Yeah.
It was touching.
Yeah.
It was nice.
It was, it was
the bare minimum.
The day, they needed to hear that to win, and LeBron got the best out of his teammates, which is something you could argue that MJ never did. He was almost competitive within his own team. He's was I nice to my, did you see The Last Dance, documentary?
Yeah.
And he's was I nice to my teammates?
No.
Maybe not, but did I give them enough to win?
Yeah.
Evidently so. He won six championships with those guys.
Whew.
And so, he punched Steve Kerr during practice.
That was so crazy.
That's going to happen.
Does that guy need to be punched, though?
Steve Kerr?
Don't we all? Another controversy of this movie, in the wake of the Me Too movement, they edited out Pepe Le Pew discuss.
Interesting, because he's a little...
A fucking creep?
A fucking creep is what I was going to say. But yeah, that works too. Yeah, he's just sort of a womanizer, misogynist character. And they said enough was enough. Maybe they replaced him with the Porky the Pig rap.
Oh, that was... Okay,
we got a minute of dead air over here.
They probably screen tested it and people were like, no?
I think they took him out prematurely.
I didn't know he got canceled.
Yeah, he did some pretty nasty shit at Sundance in 2020.
That was funny.
I don't know how I feel that. Like, look, Pepe Le Pew, I guess you could say he's a problematic character because his whole thing is unwanted advances. And it's sexual harassment.
Yeah.
But like, then other people are like, but you have the droogs in it, which I'm not offended by. I don't give a fuck. I think it's weird.
Yeah.
But I think it's kind of like faux outrage. Is anyone actually upset about Pepe Le Pew?
I feel like I don't miss it. I watched the whole thing, never thought about him once.
Yeah, I think
I'm
it's,
okay.
It's a thing where it's like, even if 12 people are annoyed on Twitter, it's not worth it.
Just get him out.
We have 470 other characters.
Yeah, at least.
Let's get rid of this headache.
Yeah.
So we think Pepe Le Pew, is he done?
Yeah.
Is he never coming back to the Looney Tunes?
He's starting to do stand-up in small
He has a podcast.
And we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
The brand deals are slowly trickling in again.
Yeah. And he was just in this Chris D'Elia TikTok. I think we're fucking doing some redemption tour or something.
Drag him. I could talk about this forever. That was niche. Trash person.
Any pleasures or guilts from the movie that we haven't touched on yet?
Let's see. Oh, I like the music.
Yeah, the music.
Yeah, but
was
no
good.
Space Jam song.
Jam.
Come on a slam and welcome to the jam.
That
was
wasn't
it?
At the end. That wasn't the closing credits.
It's an iconic track.
Yeah.
No R. Kelly.
Well, that's probably
well,
fine.
Remember? No, that was all of my pleasures, believe it or not.
I like the basketball sizzle reel at the top, just setting up who LeBron is.
Oh, wait. You brought up the best part was the nostalgia in the beginning.
The kid playing Game Boy.
The Game Boy moment, the like original Looney Tunes backpack.
Yep.
Even the cinematic way it was shot was very 90s.
Yep.
That made people feel good. That got us in.
Yeah.
Kids were probably like, what the fuck is that thing he was holding?
What is that green Nintendo Switch he's playing?
Did you guys all have Game Boys?
Oh, hell yeah.
I had a see-through purple one.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, you were rich, rich.
Fancy. I guess. I don't know. Was that good?
That's $89 at KB Toy Store.
You're kidding. I have no idea. I was also a Tamagotchi bitch, so I don't know was like Game Boy for very long.
I mean, there's one, this is like not worth bringing up at this point, but there was one sequence where when we meet Lola, she's on Theramicia, the mascara. She's with in the Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah!
Amazonian.
The mascara!
Yeah, and it was
that's a deep cut for the Guilty Pee Horse.
I thought it was a cool, well-done sequence. It used comic book paneling floating through. I thought the animation was quite nice during that.
Yeah.
I liked that quite a bit. Guys, I've got some fun facts.
I was waiting. I was waiting for
that's
the
a part of
facts.
The show.
About the movie.
Oh, yeah. And these facts are quite fun.
Okay,
they've been trying to make a sequel to Space Jam for about 20 years.
Whoa.
Basically, since the first one happened, Michael Jordan said no. And so they've
been, there it is.
Yeah. So originally the sequel was going to have Michael Jordan and the Looney Tunes having a basketball game against a new villain named the Berserko. But Michael refused to return and the production was canceled.
Wow. Why?
Michael's too great for it.
He didn't show up the day to shoot. And they're like, let's just send everyone home. This is not happening.
In the fallout of that, we have 20 years of Warner Brothers trying to figure out what would be the next Space Jam. So they had ideas for Skate Jam starring Tony Hawk.
No.
Perfect.
No.
Cut, print. That's a wrap.
No.
It was going to go into production in 2003.
Oh my God,
sadly,
no.
Sadly, did not come to fruition.
Good job, Tony.
They had Golf Jam.
Tiger Woods.
I assume so.
Oh, wow. Yeah. They really avoided a fucking situation there with that one.
Jeff Gordon starring in Race Jam.
No, too niche.
First of all these will happen in the next 5 years.
You
so
think?
Don't poo-poo on them too much.
I mean,
I guarantee one of these is going to happen for Disney Plus or Warner Brothers Media or HBO Max or whatever the fuck.
You seem so upset.
I'm just hoping to God I'm in one of these movies.
HBO Max, only here on Disney Pleasures.
Comedy Jam, there it is.
There it is. Def Comedy Jam.
You're invited?
They were going to do Space Jam 2. Oh, I'm sorry. They were going to do Spy Jam starring Jackie Chan.
What?
What's the jam there? at a certain point, you're not jamming anything. This is just a different movie entirely.
Yeah.
That's not a sport.
Jackie Chan left the project and that evolved into 2003's Looney Tunes Back in Action starring our fave Brendan Fraser.
That happened?
That happened. Real movie.
Oh, never saw it. Never
banger,
heard of her.
Banger. And then one more. In 2011, they were going to do, I don't have a fun name for this one, but a football jam starring Tim Tebow.
Whoa! My Gator God guy.
Yeah, he's
I was
very
a
religious.
Big Gators fan. Big Gators fan back in the Tim Tebow era. And that, I think, actually would have been a good wholesome flick. And he's actually, I think, a good actor.
Really?
Tim Tebow? He's been acting like he's a virgin all these years.
Nice.
I've been to Gainesville, Tim.
Nice.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we
Timmy
were
get
deep
down?
In the game.
He's not getting down on one knee just for praying on the football field.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
He's sucking dick. He's getting... No,
no he's not.
But I will say, Tim Tebow, I think, would have been an amazing film. They should do that.
But you're also saying Tim Tebow fucks?
I'm not saying he's not fucking.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Also, Aaron Hernandez documentary. Go watch it. Go watch how fucked up the college football schemes are. Literally, Aaron Hernandez and the Pouncey Twins may have murdered someone and got away with it. Just putting that out there. Keep
Aaron
it in
Hernandez
miles.
Was thrown in jail and then killed himself. Yeah. So I don't know if he got away with it.
Well, fair. But it was, what about Pouncey Twins? They walking around like nothing's wrong.
That's true.
Do you like college football?
Yes, I do.
Have you looked into this?
I have not.
You got to listen to the podcast. I think it's called The Goliath or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucked up.
Or Urban subscribe Meyer, to this podcast. You can go and eat keep a listening.
Dick. Okay. Wow. I know you gave us championships, but you're a bad dude.
You're full first. On University of Florida. Did you go there?
No, they didn't accept me, but I didn't want to go anyways.
Hence the ire.
I wanted to go. I wanted to be a star. I wanted to go to New York City, but I'm from Florida. So it was like deeply baked into my culture, whether I wanted it to be or not. But got listen.
Of all those movies, do we think we got the best sequel we could have?
Oh, definitely. LeBron in a Space Jam sequel. I can't think of
a celebrity athlete bigger than LeBron.
There is none.
Right. Can you?
Maybe Tiger Woods.
No,
maybe
he's
Wayne
done.
Gretzky. Maybe.
Wayne Gretzky? Fucking dad?
Yeah. Everybody just knows who these people are.
But I mean, like, you could argue Tom Brady, but I don't think anyone wants to see that.
But no international appeal for Tom Brady.
Football yeah, that's a great point.
Like a Ronaldo.
Kobe. R.I.P.
Yeah. Why would you even bring that up, Amir?
Because he was, you know, world famous at the time as well.
Mm. Yeah. And I would like to see a Tony Hawk movie, but I don't know what the plot of that
is. We already have that Disney Channel original movie.
It was great.
Yeah. We don't need another
skate. By the way, the plot, that's the last of their concerns. Nobody's like, we don't know what the plot is.
Damn.
And then everyone in the boardroom laughs. It's like, no, let's make the movie.
Didn't Dan Harmon Dan Harmon like tweeted shitting on this movie, being like, whatever comedy punch-up writers had to like do this, spared a lot and like wasn't thrilled that Rick and Morty was in it.
I can't believe that Justin Roiland did the voice. And I would love to know the story.
They probably held him against his will. Yeah, they're probably like, no fucking new season six or whatever.
Right. It probably baked into his contract.
Mm.
So one more fun fact. This was directed by, I forget his name, I'm sorry. But
Malcolm Ely.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow. Wow.
I don't know why I retained that information and literally nothing else about my life.
Directed Girls Trip. He's done some funny movies. But the original director, actually, and he replaced another director. But before that.
That's too many.
Oh, it's the Black Panther guy, right?
No. Oh,
I thought Coogler or something was on
it. I think Coogler may have been attached at one point.
That would have been pretty sick. But I feel like it would have been the same movie.
Right.
our great friend, good friend of the show, Mr. Justin Lin, was attached to direct this.
Fast and Furious?
But then left to direct F9 and F10.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a fucking second. Whoa.
Yeah.
Universal would have let him do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
That would have been such a fucking... Sorry, Bowie. That would have been such a betrayal, I feel like. But also, I'm kind of interested to see what the fuck that would have been like.
Like, I'm glad that he went to do F9 instead.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm more appreciative of having that. But, ooh, what could have been, Justin?
What could have been?
Different movie entirely.
Oh,
we'll
Bowie,
never know.
Your breath stinks. It smells like a fart.
No, that's probably me.
Oh, okay. Too much coffee.
At this point of the show, we have to decide, is this movie a pleasure, a guilty pleasure, or just plain guilty?
Mm-hmm.
And really what we're trying to say here is, do we recommend that someone watches it?
Oh, that's a great question.
With the caveat that this is not made for us,
mm-hmm.
I still think it's guilty. I don't know that it's...
Oh, really?
Yeah, I want people to watch it because I am stunned that the world is not talking more about it.
So that's a guilty pleasure. You're recommending people watch it with an eye towards...
Shit, you're right. Okay, yeah. I'm bumping it up, baby.
Yeah.
I'm bumping it up. Yeah, because
it was not boring and bad.
No.
It was one step above that. Yeah, but like, at the very least, LeBron James is in Casablanca. The mask is watching a basketball game.
What the fuck? Yeah. Absolutely a guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
That's my vote.
Because here's the thing. The sequence that I referred to before, where it goes through Mad Max, Casablanca, Rick and Morty cameo, it is absolutely essential cinema.
Yeah.
No, it's not good. It is, I think it is required viewing.
Mm-hmm.
That said, if you do not watch the boring fucking movie that comes before it, you don't feel the catharsis of your soul being ripped in half. You will feel violated. You, in every way, your body, your mind, your nostalgia, your childhood, everything you love about movies, this film violates you from start to finish.
I'd like to be violated then, because I liked, maybe I shouldn't say that as a feminist, but I liked that, all of that. I felt really, oh, wow, that thing I remember is somehow baked into this as like a cinephile. Maybe I wasn't pleased, but that's exactly why it's a guilty pleasure for me.
Oh, so you're not going to go pleasure?
No, I'm going to go guilty pleasure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be a guilty pleasure. It's not a perfect movie by any stretch, but it's also not so terrible that I was bored. Like, I've seen worse movies. And so, like, just by sheer entertainment value, could it have been 48 minutes shorter?
Yeah.
Then maybe you would have finished it.
Yeah. Well,
but it was still...
That last five was really tedious.
It was still enjoyable.
Yeah. Guilty pee all the way around. Look at us.
How about it? Well, guys, that's it.
You gotta say
where can Amir, where can people find you?
Find me on TikTok at OKBloomer.
Are you?
I follow you on TikTok.
Are you actually?
Yep.
Oh my God. Wait, this is opening up a whole new world for me because you, I don't know if I said this already, you're like my favorite Twitter person.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
Yeah, I had a nerve there. That makes you feel good.
That's cool. Never heard that one before.
You are my favorite Twitter person. And to know now that you're on
TikTok.
What is it again?
OKBloomer.
OKBloomer.
So instead of OKBoomer, it's BLUMER.
I'm glad you explained it. Oh, we got a little verified boy over here.
There's a certain type of person, and I count myself within that, where no matter, like, it's not the most viewed thing I do, but if I get complimented on my Twitter, that's the thing that really matters.
Yeah. That's the unfiltered version of you.
Yeah.
And it's just you and a computer making it happen.
Me and words.
You're
clacking away
comedy. Those
keys.
280 characters and me.
So we're building up the TikTok for our boy Amir.
You and Amir's gotta get on the talk.
100%. A number of great podcasts as well, but apparently not as important as TikTok.
Yeah. That's correct. Actually, Zach was on the HeadGum podcast. So if you want more of me and Zach with a few other accents, check out the HeadGum podcast with Zach.
Sounds racy. I like it.
Came out a week or two ago.
Yeah. I'm at Corndy on all the things.
I'm Kelsey Deere on all the things.
And Garrett's not here. Fuck him.
Is Garrett Bernard on all the
Fuck him.
Wow. I miss you, Garrett. Come back.
Come back.
And that's all, folks.
Nice.
Thank you.